Northwest Missouri State University blasted for saying Women's History Month. By Paul Bois on March 1, 2022. Northwest Missouri State University launched Women's History Month with its own woke spin by referring to it as Women's History Month. To commemorate Women's History Month, Northwest will host a variety of activities throughout the month of March, the university posted on Twitter Tuesday. The theme for this year's celebration is Providing Healing, Promoting Hope. The university also included a link to the Northwest website that listed the many activities students can partake in throughout the month that will end with the annual Influential Women's Awards. It is vital that we celebrate Women's History Month at Northwest to recognize the many achievements of influential women that usually go unnoticed, and to acknowledge the role Northwest's women have played in delivering care and spreading the spirit of hope. Dr. Giselle Greenidge, an assistant professor of sociology and a member of Northwest's Women's History Month committee, said, "Women worldwide are the predominant providers of informal care, and Northwest is no exception," Greenidge added. After significant backlash online, the university told Fox News in a statement that the term was intended to promote inclusivity. According to GirlBoss.com, the phrase has been used by progressives to avoid the TERF term woman. In 2020, TEDx London heaped scores of backlash when it announced it would be using the phrase WIMCSHN in place of women for inclusivity purposes. Hello you. TEDx London WIMCSHN is coming back, virtually. And we'd love you to share your ideas to help us to build our program of events for this autumn. It tweeted. Why we are using WIMCSHN? No, that's not a typo. WIMCSHN is a spelling of women that's more inclusive and progressive. The term sheds light on the prejudice, discrimination, and institutional barriers WIMCSHN have faced, and explicitly includes non-cisgender women, it later added.